Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Hey, look, it seems Australia has a bit of an energy crisis, and I don't mean that we're selling our gas overseas and where's all the gas for it? No, not that energy crisis. Here's another one. Inadequate sleep, meals missed and a lack of exercise, they're sapping us of our energy, the energy we need for everyday activity. That impacts on productivity, it impacts on the economy, and it impacts, of course, on our well-being. This is according to research backed by the University of Sydney's Business School, conducted by the human performance company called EnergyX. It found on average Australian women feel they have energy for themselves and important activities only 4 out of every 10 days, and men 5 out of every 10 days. It's because women do more work at home, I think. Sean Hall is from EnergyX, this company that's working with the business school at Sydney University. And Sean started thinking about energy levels when he suffered 2 burnout experiences himself.
I had 2 burnouts when I was having quite senior roles at one of Australia's big telcos. The first one was actually quite severe. I would say it was probably the closest you could come to a nervous breakdown without having one. I actually found myself wandering around David Jones one day, not knowing how I got there, after sort of working quite extreme hours with a lot of pressure, running a virtual team of about 300 people for about 6 months. And then I just sort of hit a point where it was just, I couldn't do any more. And one of the things that I've really focused on and sort of twirling that story too is that, for me, I call that an energy crisis. And I call it that because when I was looking for resources to help me get back to sort of myself, what I found is a lot of men's mental health then and still today really focus on the extremes around depression, anxiety, suicide, and I didn't feel like I had any of those. I just knew that I was so severely depleted, I didn't have enough energy sort of for what was important. And I knew that I was a gold star candidate, you know, for those things if I didn't do anything about it.
Well, to the outside observer, in fact, even to medical observers, that it would probably look very much the same.
Yeah, potentially, yes.
Well, what made you sure that it was not mental health and it was this other thing, energy depletion?
Well, for me, I'd had, in my 20s, I'd had a bout of depression. And so I didn't feel sad and I wasn't, like, there was quite a different emotion. Like, I remember that day so vividly, being in David Jones and just sort of physically shaking, you know, my mind sort of racing and being all over the place. But not having, I guess, that sustained sort of, I guess, downward feeling that I noticed in my 20s, you know, where it was just like, you know, there were parts of my life where I still, you know, I was still quite actually, you know, driven by the work I was doing at the time, because it was actually still a career highlight, remarkably enough, because of the work I was doing and the project I was leading. But I was just really struggling, you know, in lots of other parts of my life.
Now, in conjunction with the University of Sydney, you're doing something really quite different, something I've never heard of before, energy coaching for businesses, for individuals. What's that about?
So when we were thinking about, you know, how do we make this accessible to people and to make it a positive experience, what we see out there is really there's still a huge stigma that's attached to really anything to do with investing in your mental health, you know, looking after your brain, you know, really personal development, all of those sorts of things. And so part of what I was really looking at is how do I have this conversation, an introductory conversation about people looking after themselves better. And that's where we really started to talk about energy as a very simple concept for people to grasp. And I think one of the things that we've seen is that it's become a little bit more, I guess, of an approachable term that you're seeing used more often with people. They'll talk about their energy. And what I always say to people too is that, you know, if I ask you after any experience that you have, whether that's spending time with friends or going for a walk, or sitting just quietly alone with your thoughts, I can ask you after that, did that experience deplete you or energize you? And you'll just know, right? You might not know why, but you'll intuitively know. And so what we've been doing is turning that intuition, that energy intuition, into energy intelligence. And that's the skill that we're teaching people. And we call it a skill just like any other skill. So if you're going to learn a language or learn to surf or anything like that, you need to know what to do first, and then you need to practice. And that's what energy intelligence is about too. but giving people a much more holistic understanding of what is actually impacting their energy. And this was actually a really important lesson for me to learn as well, because funnily enough, my first career is actually in the fitness industry. I spent 16 years jumping around in Lycra, I sort of tell people, you know, and I'm on 4 DVDs with Michelle Bridges. So I actually should have known how to look after myself. Mm. You know, I knew, and what I realized is I knew a lot about the physical aspects of wellness, but what I didn't realize is there were other aspects.
No, absolutely.
And that's why we've really looked at, you know, we've developed under the energy intelligence framework 4 F's essentially. So the first F is fuel, which is the physical stuff. So sleep, recovery, food and water, nutrition. And those are the things that most people are aware of. And then we say the next F is fire, which is really about loving what you do and why you do it. You know, so am I excited about why I get up in the morning? And then the third F is feeling, which is about your relationship with yourself. And I think more and more we're starting to see how that relationship is so central to our well-being. But we haven't seen really a tipping point yet, I think, in terms of people really valuing that yet. We're still a little bit scared to talk about it. Mm. And it's such an important thing that if we don't have that good relationship, it definitely is one of those precursors to more serious mental health issues in
fuel,
the future.
Fuel, fire, feeling. What's your fourth F?
And the fourth one is focus. Which is literally like, I talk about people about managing their energy diary versus their time diary.
Okay.
So how do you create space for the stuff that energizes you whilst you remove or reframe the stuff that's depleting you? And so it's really about really smart, practical decision making. And ultimately, you know, what I found is that, you know, like any skill, you know, unless you're sort of aware of all of these things to start with, you just don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore you're sort of stuck in these repetitive behaviors because you're not really aware of the impact that they're having on you.
Well, it's really interesting that Sydney University's business school has connected up with you to do research based on these factors. And indeed, there is an app that acts as a bit of a coaching tool that goes along with some of that on your website. And I'll give the details of that in a minute. What I'm interested in is this. And our guest is the chief energizer at Energex, Sean Hall. I like that. That's really nice. this is a program that talks about life and faith and hope. And for many people of faith, one of the energizing things they can do is actually, and maybe counterintuitively for an energizer bunny like you, I don't know, is actually, you know, prayer and meditation, spending time with God, reading God's word. Where does that fit into your four F's, fuel, fire, feeling, focus?
Do you know what, I think it definitely fits in fire and feeling. Mm. You know, so I think that what we're seeing too, and this is one of the things that I think we want to see people value more, is that they're actually part of something where they're contributing, they're making an individual and meaningful contribution to something that's bigger than themselves.
Right.
You know, and I think one of the really lovely things that we discovered out of the research, because when we first started teaching people energy intelligence, we ran a series of pilot programs really to test the effectiveness. And on average, what we saw was we got a 30% increase in people's base score in about 6 weeks. But there were a certain number of people that actually got a much faster result. And what I did was sort of just really go and ask them, like, what were you doing differently? And what we found is they were actually intuitively combining the F's into experiences. And we're calling that life hacking, you know, because everything
life
has
hacking.
Everyone wants to be hacking everything these days. But but so a 2F experience would be something like mindful eating, right, where you're just slowing down. Instead of inhaling the food, you're actually you know, slowing down and nurturing and really being present and focusing on the sensory aspects of that.
Yes.
You know, and that's a way just to nourish your body and to slow down and to make sure that your body's accessing the nutrients well, but it's also a bit of time out. Then what we saw is then you start to add a social element with feeling, perhaps, and that's why we see you know, why food is such a joyful experience when you bring people together.
Yes.
And then if you added the fourth F with focus and you're achieving something, you know, and that's where you see teams coming together with a shared goal. And I think that's very relevant to what you're talking about. You know, if there's a community aspect to this and you're trying to achieve something together and everyone's strengths are recognized and valued, and that creates these amazing experiences. And when I was talking to people about you know, what that felt like, the word they use was joy. And I just thought that is so, such an amazing thing to discover, because who doesn't want more joy in your life? You know, I'm getting goosebumps even just talking to you about it, you know, because, you know, and it's literally of saying, you know, the four F's for me are a recipe for joy. It's like, how can we create more of that versus actually just feeling like it happens randomly? And I think that's the true power of what we're doing here.
How interesting. Now, you've done a TED talk. You did a talk at Sydney TEDx.
Yes.
And you've got a website. What's the website?
So the website is energyx.com.au. And so it's energx.com.au. So there's no Y in the energy.
Of course, just
to confuse people. but yeah, so if you head there, then
how very millennial of you! I just love that. Energx without the Y. .com.au, and you'll get a feel for this straight away, and get some sense of the app as well. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. I feel a sense of joy and increased energy having had this discussion.
Wonderful. And my pleasure, and thank you very much for having me on.
Sean Hall from EnergyX, where he describes his job as Chief Energy Officer. I like that, CEO.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.